watched his dad fumble through the kitchen almost every morning, wondering when he would figure out where everything was. Mr. Stone finally found a packet of sugar, ripped the top off, and poured the contents into his steaming mug. "It went okay," Jonah shrugged. "Not that you would know." It was an open invitation to fight, and he couldn't resist the barb, even though he felt bad as soon as he said it. His dad eyed him from behind his thick glasses, but pursed his lips and said nothing, suddenly seeming to take great interest in stirring his coffee. Jonah opened his mouth to say something, perhaps apologize, but then decided against it. He stepped past his father, reaching into the cabinet to grab a granola bar. Snagging a bottle of water from the refrigerator, he mumbled a goodbye, slung his knapsack on his back, and bolted for the door. "Good morning, Jonah," came a voice from above. Cassandra, the Stone family guardian angel, was sitting in her usual morning spot, perched in the tree in the front yard. He glanced up at her but kept walking. "You know I'm trying to ignore you, right?" She smiled, waving to him. "Oh, I've gotten that message, loud and clear." "Well," he turned around, "why do you keep bugging me then? Can't you guys see I'm doing just fine?" Cassandra eyed him thoughtfully. "I just want you to know that I'm not ignoring you." He waved her off and picked up his bike out of the yard. "I need to go to school. How about not following me, okay?" Jonah knew he couldn't tell the angels what to do any more than he could tell Elohim what to do. But maybe she would listen today. He pushed off on his bike and pedaled himself into the street. He was a sophomore at Peacefield High School, but ever since he made the basketball team and had starred in the last 5 games, all wins, he had been treated like the king of the campus. As soon as he pulled his bike up to the rack and locked it down, a couple of senior guys came over to congratulate him on last night's game. 3 girls, all members of the cheerleading squad, scampered over, gushing about it too. He felt his face grow hot and flushed, but he talked to them for a few minutes before he walked into school. All of the newfound attention made it easy to ignore what he could still see, the things no one else could, the spiritual creatures in the hidden realm. Across the lawn, he saw something small and black clamped onto the back of a tall boy with a downcast face who was walking on the sidewalk. Pulling his eyes away, Jonah tried to forget the image. But as he walked into the hallway full of students at their lockers, loudly milling around, waiting for the morning bell to ring, he couldn't help but see the rest. There was another fallen angel draped across a girl's shoulders, and one was whispering into a kid's ear as he walked down the hall.